This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, July 3rd, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Indeed, I'm live in studio waiting to take your phone calls on any aspect of natural integrative therapeutics. You have a problem, you've tried, you've applied. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do to point you in a different direction, you know, something that might actually work. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. It's one of those kind of transitional, iffy days here in the Washington metropolitan area. It's kind of can't make up its mind whether it wants to rain, whether it wants to be a little cooler than usual, whether it wants to, you know, and it hopefully your plans don't get messed up for Independence Day, you know, the 4th of July. Independence Day. You have to remember the 4th of July is a celebration, but it's celebrating independence. It's independence that established the format, the basis of this country. You know, the worst thing that happens is I get to sit home and I actually pull the plug for 2-3 days. And it hasn't happened in a long time. And I got to sit around and I've been going through material and kind of looking forward to, you know, the summer, because I purposely kind of said, you know, the summer is going to be relaxed city compared to what I usually do. But starting in September, kind of the middle of September, life as I know it goes crazier than it's been probably in a long, long time. And I'm going to focus you on a few things today because my mind has kind of been roaming and wandering and applying and looking and getting outraged over some things and pulled back on some others and so forth. So let's talk about independence. Independence of what? And we're not going to talk about national independence, but I want to talk about your independence. I want to talk about your ability to choose, your ability to lead your life the way you want to, your ability to say, no, I don't want to, or yes, I do. Your ability to create that postulate, if you will, that my life is in my hands and I did it my way. And you know, yesterday I sat around and I was listening to music on YouTube, and I really love classical music, and I like people who are coming about with kind of new positions and so forth. And there was things that, you know, were very motivating and things that were, you know, just not my type of thing. But it came back to what an amazement that we have in the creation of the human spirit, the human being, and the capacity for it to expand exponentially far above and beyond anything that many of us could even have thought about years ago. See, I'm of that generation where we were supposedly breaking through, you know, the Vietnam War areas, the, you know, the children of the 60s and all of that, what that meant. And, you know, that was about doing it their way type of thing. And the problem is that there's so many underlying guiding forces. I don't know if any of you out there, you know, I'm addicted to a series when it's on. Right now it's off season and it's called Scandal. And more than anything else is because of the shadow government that's behind everything, kind of manipulating the playing field. Well, there are shadow movers and shakers in every industry whatsoever. And the only reason I brought up that movie is because it kind of really puts it in position where there are people and things out there that are manipulating what you think is something that you have control over. And we're going to talk about food today. We're going to talk about health today. And why did I bring it up that way? Well, simply this. I was sent an article that really brought me to the place of wanting to scream as loud as I possibly could. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I tell all of you to go to places like Whole Foods and Monsanto, or not Whole, we're going to get to Monsanto, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Mom's Organic and all the places that you can get good food, right? Well, I let the cat out of the bag. The last 3-4 months, there's been articles out there. Many of you already know about it, but I saw some things that really brought it dead center. And this was an article that was published June 28th, and it was submitted by Food Democracy Now. And it basically said that Whole Foods joins Monsanto to try to kill GMO labeling in America. Okay? Did you get that yet? Did you get what I just said? Whole Foods joins Monsanto to try to kill GMO labeling in America. Not only Whole Foods, but Stonyfield Organic, Organic Valley, General Mills, and Smucker's. And those, that's just the top, the crest. So I want you to do your homework on this. Remember what I've always said. Don't believe me or anybody else. Get out there. I want to tweak you. I want you to go do your investigation. I want you to do your research. So what is this all about? Well, it's about big money. And it's about big ag, and it's all of those things. And this article goes on by Food Democracy Now and says, grassroots family farm and consumer groups pressure Congress as corporate-owned, quote-unquote, organic companies sell out. And then it goes on to talk about Smucker's and Organic Valley and, you know, also other companies that are named in this thing. And, it, you know, a lot of it is hype. But I went through and there's many different pieces of information out there. So out of Washington, D.C., you know, national grassroots organizations went crazy when they found out about this stuff and they started going, you know, getting hold of their senators and congressmen and so forth. And, you know, they were saying, hey, you know, these self-described organic companies, you know, what they did is they brokered a backroom deal legislatively. And your senators and your congressmen knew about this and it was about to kill mandatory GMO labeling of food products across the United States, right across the United States. And while this kind of legislation, you know, was stifled in Vermont, you know, on just recently, but now back into effect, and it goes into effect in Vermont July 1st, it would mandate labeling of foods that have been genetically engineered in laboratories. Vermont's one of the only ones that are doing that. So here's the deal. Companies like Whole Foods and Smucker's or Organic Valley and others, you know, they have historically funded major public relations and advertising campaigns to promote themselves as natural and sustainable and but particularly organic brands. Now what's happening is these national CEOs, these leaders, are selling out. And the GMO labeling movement is kind of being put on the back burner. So make no mistake, these self-positioned organic companies, including the ones I just talked to you about, Whole Foods and Stony Brook Field and so forth, they've joined with Monsanto. And they sold out the ability to, you know, for you to know what is behind the curtain, so to speak. And this is not something that I'm making up. I have several articles that are sitting here right now with me that I can reference to you, but I want you to go in and go, you know, just say Monsanto and Whole Foods, Monsanto and Stony Brook Fields and so forth and check it out. You know, Monsanto and Whole Foods, there's a lot of fake labeling that are you're being deceived because the processing that a lot of your foods go through are laden with GMO. You know, here's what the bill does, this bill that they've negotiated behind closed doors. And the language is so poorly written, it would actually not include about 85% of the current GMOs on the market. I mean, we're talking about the labeling that you're actually going to see. So you're not going to know about the Roundup Ready GMOs, you know, that, by the way, Monsanto owns, that are sprayed with, you know, that with the weed killer called glyphosate. You know, World Health Organization has declared that glyphosate is a very potential and probable, quote unquote, carcinogen. So, but you're the human laboratory. You become the lab monkeys. You're the guys that they're putting all this stuff to, and later on they go, oh, gee, we made a mistake, and now we have a problem. So Go check out Food Democracy. It's probably the best organized, straightforward, without having to read through all the nonsense, article on the situation. But, you know, you have to get outraged. You know, it's going to get into your houses and your health, and it's going to destroy what you're trying to do for your families. This is not something to be taken lightly. You know, polls regularly show that 90% of us, 90% of Americans, you know, we want to know whether our foods are genetically engineered, and we're not being given that privilege. You know, there's some of us out there, 1 in 10, that, you know, don't care. They don't think anything can happen. And you talk to a lot of physicians, allopaths, unfortunately, and a lot of other, even in the natural community, that say, you know, the jury's out, not sure. But let me tell you something. You have to be educated. You have to understand this. Check this out. Go to Food Democracy now. There's a ton of other information that's available to you. I would encourage you to try to read as much as you can. Herbalhouse365.com has got an article on it. You go in through it, and obviously these companies are going to come back and say, well, it's not happening. Forbes actually had Forbes magazine, one of the largest economic magazines. Go to Forbes.com and check it out. They came out with an article 2 years ago, and they talked about this stuff. It's there. Don't be fooled. I'll give you more information as time goes on, because this is something I'm going to get into. This was just given to me within the last 24 hours, and I haven't had the chance to synthesize it through except for the information that they just recently gave you, and will continue to give you, and we'll try to blog about it, and we'll try to put it up on our social media screens and so forth. But you need to do your own homework, and you need to do it immediately, because grassroots pressure, if your congressmen and senators think that you won't elect them because they're trying to kill you by going into bed with these people, maybe, you know, we can do something about that. But until you affect their pocketbook, they're not going to listen. That's where it all comes down to. It's the ka-ching that's in the, you know, that everybody's is looking forward to putting into their investment policies, unfortunately, on the back of the consumer, that the citizen of the United States is going to suffer. There's a lot of other people in the world that are a whole lot smarter than us. In Europe, no GMOs, can't get it done, only here. And you know what? They laugh at us. They laugh at what we do in this country, and we're becoming, you know, more ridiculous as time goes on. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I want to talk to you about all kinds of things today. By the way, I want to give you a heads up. I was in Gaithersburg a couple weeks ago. I'm going to be back in Gaithersburg in August. Go to RoselleCare.com, and the dates and information should be up probably towards the middle of the end of this week. We're going to do the 3 Keys to Health Part 2. And we're going to get into some of the nuances and applications. Looking forward to being up there with you. So check it out. Go to RoselleCare.com, and it should be all posted for you. It should be a lot of fun. We had a great time the last time we were up there. Let's get into talking about some things that are really interesting. You know, we all want to live longer, but we want to live longer only if we feel good, only if we can function at the highest level possible. And there's a lot of lessons out there. There's, you know, those people who have already reached an age of respect, if you will, you know, those centurions or those in our late 90s. Actually, your human body should go to about 120 to 130 years of age without any trouble. You should close your eyes and go out peacefully. But how many of us do that? We're going to talk about that as we go through the program today, as well as several other things that I want you to be aware of. But there are lessons, and we need to pay attention to the lessons if you want to have your wits about us. You know, you want to be able to make sure that you have the capacity to do what you want to do when you want to do it, and as well as you'd like to do it. So we're going to talk about a few centurion studies. We're going to talk about that ability to control and do what you want to do. You know, that independence, that's the most important thing that is really your birthright. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live on Independence Day. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roszell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. How you find me when I'm not here? go to rosellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com, rosellecare.com, and send me a note. If you'd like to talk to one of the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing, let our staff know, and someone will get back to you and try to answer your questions directly. But we can do that. You either can do it online, or you can do it by phone, 703-698-7117, rosellecare.com. Joyce, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Rozelle. I had open heart surgery 8 weeks ago, mitral valve prolapse leaking, and I didn't even know I had the problem, and that I went in and they said surgery. And so I had it, and I came through it really well. But now I'm having, like, eye problems and memory problems.
Okay, what kind of, how old are you, Joyce?
I'm 70.
Okay. You sound very young for 70.
That's what they all say.
You really do. I'm sitting here, I'm saying, yeah. You had a mitral valve at 35? I mean,
yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Congratulations.
Uh-huh.
All right, listen, so here's the deal. Any kind of surgery is a trauma to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And when your body is traumatized, one of the things that is depleted is, in Chinese medicine, it's going to call your life force or your kidney qi. And when that's your fight flight system, that's your adrenal system, that's your ability to produce, you know, your different steroids and so forth. And subsequently, your energy is going to be depleted, and you're going to one of the things that you see when that happens is beginning stages of cognitive dysfunction. Now, hang on, because it's not something that you have to live with. It is reversible. The other situation with eyes and eye focus is because that's all tied in to kidney function as well. So the two things go hand in hand. How you got to begin to bring that back? How long ago was the surgery, Joyce?
8 weeks.
Okay, so
you're
really in the initial stages of that. One of the things that we all have to be careful with heart and brain and so forth, is the depletion of an enzyme called coenzyme Q10 or CoQ10.
Mm-hmm,
and
I'll take that.
Okay, it has to be pharmaceutical grade, and it has to be one that, you know, it doesn't have any other additives or fillers and so forth. It has to be, you know, very clean. And you want to take at least 100 milligrams a couple times a day. And,
okay.
You know, if you were my patient, I'd be guiding you. You might be at much higher levels, but I don't know your health, so I can't tell you. The other thing that you want to do is, if you're not taking a real clean omega fatty acid, omega-3, 6, and 9s in good combination with a good source of DHA on top of that, I'll give you a brand name only because it's one of the better ones out there over the years, is Carlson brand.
Carlson. Okay.
And we use many different kinds in our office because not one brand fits everybody. And some people can't handle fish oils. Some people have to go to borage and flax. Some people have to do emu oils and so forth. So we test all of those things, but that brand is consistently at least clean. And
is the krill oil okay?
Krill oil is good as well. I think that there's, you know, the retail price on it, of, you know, versus the hype is not necessarily consistent,
okay.
But you can't get hurt with it. You want to make sure that you're going to get at least something in the neighborhood of about 1,800 to 2,000 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids about three times a day. It's
okay.
Not going to hurt. Now, the only thing that you have to be aware of is if you're on any blood thinners.
I'm not.
Okay, so then you should be fine with that. The other piece is vitamin E, and you want a very low dosage of vitamin E, but you want a natural form of vitamin E. And how you find that out, if you look on the side panel, it says D-alpha tocopherol,
mm-hmm.
And then it'll say mixed tocopherols or acetate or succinate or so forth. If the D, and then if there's an L in between the D-L, if there's a D-L alpha instead of just D-alpha, that tells you it's a synthetic. Don't use a synthetic. And
okay.
You want to use it make sure it's a very clean product, and you want to, you don't need a lot. Take a couple hundred international units twice a day. Start with that. Joyce, I don't know anything more about your health. Otherwise, I could be much more specific. But if you do that, you want to also regulate your adrenal system. Vitamin C,
I take 2,000.
Perfect. You can even increase it to 3 if it doesn't give you any gastrointestinal problem, but make sure you separate it. You know, one twice a day or once, three times a day.
Okay.
And those should be useful. Send me a note, Joyce, at rozellecare.com, and I'll probably ask you a whole lot of other questions, but you can start with that. But this acupuncture and some other things will help reset that system and make things a whole lot better for you. But you can get this thing turned around, particularly the way your voice sounds, my friend. I mean, you know, you've got that constitution in there that's amazing. Thanks for your call, Joyce. Again, you know, happy to help you. Send me a note. Unfortunately, that's a side effect of any injury, any trauma. As long as you have good strength internally, it can be turned around. We're coming up to a break, and we have a whole lot more information. There's many of you online. We will get to you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live on this Independence Weekend. What a day and what a weekend. I mean, tomorrow's Independence Day. I think it's Sunday. You know, so everything happens on Sunday, right? But what a weekend to really sit back and think about what that means and apply it to every aspect of your life. I mean, we're celebrating, you know, basically the birth of this country, the separation from us, from Britain, who's turned out to be our best friend over many, many moons. But the point of it is that, you know, when you really truly have your independence, you are in control of everything around you, and you allow no one to take that control away from you, no matter what it is, whether it's a family member who is suppressing you, or whether it is a governmental agency that is trying to force you into a direction or focus that you don't want to have in your life. And at some point you have to acquiesce because the end product is worse. See, we do a lot of things because of pain pleasure principle. And the thing that is that we have to really dig down deep inside with our value systems and ask the question, what is so painful that we will never, ever, ever step across that threshold, no matter what? Everybody's got them, but sometimes we don't focus on them. For me, it's not allowing anything or anybody to direct my independence of my health and my soul and my spirit and my capacity to do those things that I want to do in my life. You know, we were talking the other day, my son was at the house, and we were talking about this political process that's going on right now. And quite frankly, I just kind of turn things off, and my patients get me in a conversation and I say, really, is that what's going on? Because I can't stand it anymore. I mean, it's like one of the most untenable things that I can possibly think of, because it's, you know, what is the most painful presentation that you can possibly have? I have my decisions. I'm sure that you have yours. But the bottom line is that it can be related to everything else too. When it comes to people trying to control your choices of how you take care of yourself, how you take care of your family, with the foods that you put in your body. And I'm going back to what I talked about in the beginning of the program with Whole Foods and Monsanto and government agencies. A backdoor deal has been done, and they're going to modify the labeling process. This means a lot of things that they derive the foods from, the things how they process foods and so forth, don't have to be labeled as GMO. And, you know, you go on the site, just go into Monsanto, Whole Foods, Stony Brook Farms, and find out what this is all about. I want you to get outraged. I want you to get so upset that you're willing to take a step and do something about this, because until you hurt these people in the pocketbook, they're not going to stop. You become the laboratory animal. You become the duped consumer, and that's not okay. You must have the capacity to choose. You know, if you want to drug yourself and cut yourself and do what you need to do, that's great. Go have fun doing it. But guess what? Your rights stop at somebody else's nose. So understand those things. It is not up to anybody to tell you what you need to do. It's up to you as a consumer to do everything you can possibly can and ask yourself the question, are my actions and steps, are their capacity to manipulate that taking me closer to what I really want in my life, or is it prohibiting me or blocking me or taking me further away from those things that are my birthright that I was endowed with by my creator? I want you to think about those things, because those are really important. We're going to talk about your brain in a little bit, but before we do that, Laura, thank you for being so patient. How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Tom. I have two questions. The first one is, what makes the homocysteine in your body go up? And I know it is one of the very dangerous, you know.
Okay. What's the second question?
Yeah, and the second question is CRP of the creative...
Coronary C-reactive protein.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, hang on. I'll talk about both of those, Laura. Thank you for that question. Okay. It's great. So homocysteine and coronary C-reactive protein, Laura, are both markers of potential inflammatory reaction within the arteries of the body and other tissue. Homocysteine and both coronary C-reactive protein can go crazy because of a lot of things. Stress is one, diet is another, the lack of certain nutrients in the body. So often, let's say that this coronary C-reactive protein level is normal, but the homocysteine level starts rising. And that can rise simply because of the lack of folic acid, B12, and vitamin B6. So you look at two things. You look as the dietary patterns, are they getting enough? You look at the stress patterns. You look at all those things that can affect it. But you also look at whether or not the body can process these things. Some people we know cannot convert folic acid to folate, which is one of the things that we need to get done. Now, you go and you read articles, and there's a lot of people that will tell you that, well, B12 is a scavenger. That's the one that cleans everything up. But if you can't make it usable in the body, it doesn't make any difference. So you have to look at liver function. You have to look at the intrinsic factors that make that work. And that's a conversation for an entire show. The coronary C-reactive protein element is a measure. Now, there's large molecule CRP, and it's not the same thing. It's the coronary CRP, and those are low-density small particles that will, if stay high enough, will potentiate clogging of the arteries. And there's very specific steps and things that you can do to make a difference with that. Generally, it's diet, it's environmental habits, it's looking at the person as a puzzle. We eat way too many sugars and refined carbohydrates in our diet, and we sit around and we don't do much of anything in our lifestyles. So subsequently, these things have the capacity of rising and getting too high. Now, you can put the fire out, but you have to assess the entire person to make that happen. But first you start with B6, the phosphate form is what we prefer. B12, either the methyl form or the hydroxy form. So we're talking methylcobalamide or hydroxycobalamide, and then we're talking folic acid. If you know that you have an intrinsic factor problem, folic acid won't work for you, so you have to use the folate form, which is what folic acid is going to convert to in the liver anyway, and that's your primary situation. So I hope that helps, because we can get into a lot of these different aspects and pathways, Laura, but that's kind of just a general broad brush, and we need to be, you know, very careful in how we apply that. You know, I'm going to have Sue come on the program with me one of these Sundays, if I can get her dragged away from her grandchildren, and we're going to talk about cardiac nutrition, and I probably maybe drag Dr. Browning in as well, and the three of us will go back and forth on this specific topic. Anyway, Laura, thank you for your phone call. I really appreciate it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. I want to talk to you about, you know, the brain and its debilitation. We're seeing more and more cognitive decline for a lot of different reasons in our society. In some situations, and some people will tell you, far more than ever before, and the rise of Alzheimer's and senile dementia and the like. So it's, you know, some people say this is an immunological problem. This has to do with, you know, certain substances not being available. And a lot of these things are true, but what's the underlying situation? Recently read some articles on, you know, the functioning capacity of resveratrols and quercetin and so forth, but also herpes. And I'm singling that out just because, you know, herpetic infections, you know, those little cold sores that you get on your lips, that's called herpes 1 infection. It's you can look it up and you'll see HSV 1. It's a widespread problem. And you know, herpetic infections in general, to herpes and so forth, some people will tell you it's more than 1 in 4 people in the United States. So it's problematic. So if it's that widespread, and, you know, typically, you know, the herpes 1 infection, you get a little bit of a cold, you don't feel so good, and then all of a sudden you get this sore on your lips and your mouth, And, you know, the thing that is that what most of us don't know is that approximately 70% of the population over 50 to 55 years of old have the virus, and it enters the brain. And when it gets into the brain, it begins to cause problems. So a lot of the studies now are saying much of what we're seeing with senile dementia and also with Alzheimer's is a result, or at least this piece being contributing to its presentation. There was an interesting study that came out in 2015, and it talked about, apparently we've known about this for a long time, how certain things can make a difference, and one is resveratrol, and the other one is quercetin. Quercetin is used for many things, but it also, for us, we've known forever that it stimulates immunological reactions, and if you have an environmental problem, you know, with airborne pollens and things either in the fall or in the springtime particularly, that if you use that, it can make a huge difference. So what they did in the studies, these studies came out and they showed that how these viral patterns began to replicate themselves. And when they did, they began to observe neurodegeneration, and it was due to this HSV-1, the herpes 1 virus. So then they began to expose this virus to concentrations of resveratrol and quercetin and so forth. And they began to see that they could reduce the damage and the markers that were associated with that. So it got my attention. And so the end product was that the accelerated effects of age dementia from chronic infections, people who have chronic infections with herpes virus, you know, there's cytomegalovirus, and apparently they dump that in that, and also herpes 2 and herpes zoster and all these things that are there are causing cognitive dysfunction. So what I also want you to know is be careful, because now they're going to come up with a vaccine, which is they're going to give you the same virus that you already have anyway. And so are they going to make things a whole lot worse? My opinion is be real, real careful. None of those things are going in this body. Chronic viral infection creates a sustained inflammatory reaction. So if you have a bug that's active, if you have a virus that's active in the body, you know, it's thought to contribute to this cognitive dysfunction impairment and the progression to preclinical and also the clinical states of Alzheimer's and severe advanced dementia situations. So if that's the case, what things can help that? Well, we know vitamin C is an antiviral agent. We know that, does quercetin work? Yes. Resveratrol, the laboratory testing in this one study says that it's a possibility. We know that combinations of different things that are antivirals will work to help. So you have to look at it. But the bottom line is you've got to get your immunological system functioning. We also know that if the nervous system is impaired, meaning that the nerves aren't firing the way they're supposed to. In the osteopathic and chiropractic professions, they look at spinal lesions called subluxation as something that dampens and impairs the transmission of neurological output to its target organ. When that takes place, neurocognitive function isn't as sharp either. So you have all these different things that you have to take a look at. So, but it still comes down to structural, chemical, emotional in any situation affecting all the primary keys within the body. We call them, you know, the five factors, which is the nervous system and blood supply, removal of waste and lymph. We talk about spinal fluid function. We talk about energetics within the body to encompass also the acupuncture system. So when we look at those things, we have to make sure that in any situation, whether it's a viral pattern, whether it's a bacterial pattern or anything else, that we upregulate the body's ability to fight. And does it mean that all these things are a deficiency of these products? Well, not really. Sometimes when you see a huge article on something, they say, take this. That tells me that maybe they're haberdashers and they're in the retail market trying to sell. So does it mean that they're absolutely wrong? No, that just means that they're giving you part of the story. Not necessarily the best thing. Patrick, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Sir, I got to ask a question on sleep apnea.
Sure, shoot.
I recently completed what they call a comprehensive overnight sleep study.
Yep.
At a sleep care centers in they diagnose like a 25 interruptions an hour. Well, you know, I guess due to some type of obstruction within my, I'm assuming my air passageways. Now, originally they want to fit me for what they call a CPAP device, which my insurance company refuses to go, you know, to agree upon because they're saying the results of my test was not, I say, it was not, it didn't meet their metric criteria what it would require a CPAP device. So I have to, they want me to try something about an APAP device. The question I have is, how do you overcome sleep apnea?
Okay, that's the better question, Patrick, instead of going to all these things. And
how do you overcome it without...
The question even before that is what causes it.
Well, yeah.
All right, so how old are you?
53.
All right, so are you overweight?
I don't know. I'm 190 pounds.
Okay, 190 pounds is nothing. It depends on what your composition of fat to muscle is. So if you're significantly heavier than what you were early on and that, you know, that your clothes don't fit quite as well and there's a lot of soft stuff around you, then you probably, you know, need to either shift the fat body ratio or you need to drop some weight. So here's the things that we know that will cause a problem. Now, when we'll start with just abdominal pressure, that can change all the different pressures within the chest cavity and so forth, and it will pull on the muscles of the throat and the neck and so forth. Any deviation of the nerves, or excuse me, of the vertebrae, the upper neck, any injuries that have taken place over time, particularly anything that will cause problems on the exit of the vagus nerve, which is a cranial nerve, or the upper cervical vertebrae, cervical 2 and 3, which come together and cause the phrenic nerve. All these help diaphragmatic movement. The hypothalamus nerve is a cranial nerve, so any off-centering will cause a problem there. You know what, Patrick? I want you to hold. We're going to have a short segment when we come back. I'm going to take a minute because I want to go through this just a little bit more with you. So don't go away. We're coming up to a break. But sleep apnea conditions can be turned around if you understand what the mechanism is to begin with. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday, 12 noon, right where you are right now. No matter where you're on the East Coast, that's the time frame. If you're out west, subtract the numbers, my friends, and tell everybody that you know about the program because we're here to help you and make you aware. When we're not on the program, RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare. If you'd like to talk to one of the doctors at the Rozell Center for Healing, call 703-698-7117. Patrick, you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. I got to make this fast. What I'd like you to do is send me a note, and I'll go back and forth with you a little bit. So here's the deal. You know, with sleep apnea, it can come from several different things, but it can come from allergy reactions causing swelling of the respiratory membranes and making them not responsive. It can come from the vagus nerve, which is a cranial nerve, and also the hypoglossus nerve, which comes down and innervates those muscles at the posterior end of the throat. Subsequently, if there's any pull or torque on the cord at that level or on the nerves themselves, it's not going to facilitate normally. It can be, you know, allergic reaction, as we said. It can be dental misapproximation. If people have had dental work, it can off-skew the juxtaposition of the TMJ. One of the dentists that we trust is Dr. Michael Chung in Oakton, and Dr. Mike does a great job of as a alternative to the sleep apnea appliance, and it does really well. But to fix it, you have to look at weight, you have to look at the position of the vertebrae of the neck, you have to look at the acupuncture energetics, you look at dental work that was done perhaps poorly, and if you hit the right one, it can take care of it. Patrick, I appreciate your call. Get a hold of me. See what I can do to help you. Bobby Ray, we got to make it fast. Calling from Williamsburg. How can I help you, sir?
First of all, I want to thank you for being in here on a holiday weekend and taking care of us. My problem is that the soles of my feet are very painful for some reason. Now, I've had my A1C checked, and it's not I don't have diabetes, so
Anybody check your uric acid?
Yes, it's a little bit high.
Okay, so that could be it. Uric acid, anything above 6 is questionable because it's at 6 is in functional medicine is the minimum level as far as where
mine's at 8.
Okay, you got gout, buddy. That's where it's coming from. So you got to, you have to take care of the liver capacity. You've got to drop that uric acid down. There's a homeopathic that you can use as an emergency situation. It's called Ledum, L-E-D-U-M, Polester, P-O-L-E-S-T-E-R. And it works quite well. You got to get rid of shellfish and red meats and black and beans, and you have to get rid of alcohol of any kind. Drop the coffee if you're drinking it. Go to a diet that's very alkalizing. Tons of alkaline water, and that can make a huge difference for you in the short term. Send me a note, Bobby Ray, and I'll try to get a hold of somebody that can help you. But start with that. You got gout until it's proven to be something other than that, and use the Ledum Polester. You won't get hurt. It's a homeopathic preparation. You can get it at any natural food stores. I really appreciate it. You know, the phone lines are lighting up. You got to remember, you got to call me before we get to this part of the program. Either that or convince the station that needs to be 2 hours. We're coming up to the end of the program, and, you know, we got a minute. And unfortunately, you know, I got so much to tell you, and there's never enough time to really tell you. I'm going to try to sneak one more in if I can, but try to make your calls earlier. Omar, how can I help you?
Yes, doctor. Good afternoon. My question is there any natural HGH boosters on the market that are safe?
There's none that are safe. They all have side effects. It depends on whether your liver can handle the metabolic pathways. Arginine and combined with ornithine, they're two amino acids that will help. If you go out and you do strength training, weight resistance work, that will naturally stimulate your growth hormone of what you can produce. Remember, after you get to be about, you know, 20-some years of age, your growth hormone drops like a cannon, and you have to begin to stimulate it by workout and exercise and the right diet and so forth, and that does make a difference. So do that. Ornithine, arginine, take it in combination at nighttime. We're coming up to the end of the program. We're here every Sunday. Love you all. See you next week. Bye.